Trent Murphy got the bad news yesterday, and just, you know, obviously losing a guy like that, never a good thing, and just your thoughts on that whole situation.
That's too bad. He was really having a great off-season program, and then he followed it up with a, you know, really good training camp so far, and it's unfortunate. You know, it's just wrong place at the wrong time in pro football. You know, it was a great play by Zach Brown, and he knocked their fullback right into his knee, and it was really unavoidable, unfortunately, and hopefully he gets a speedy. I know Trent is the type of guy that's going to work extremely hard, and he'll get back to full strength before you know it.
And an update on Craven's injury. How did that MRI turn out?
Craven just had some swelling in his knee, and we're going to just keep a close eye on it and go day by day with this thing, see how it does the next couple of days, see if we get the swelling out of there and see if he can practice.
Okay, so, but no structural damage, torn ligaments?
Not right now, not that we can see. So we'll wait till the swelling goes down, maybe take another look at it.
After watching the film, what were your thoughts? And I know the first unit only played six snaps, but mm-hmm. any general thought, anything jump out with for you with the in their time?
Yeah, I mean, it's six snaps. Heck, we you know, overthrew the first pass a little bit, and Terrell couldn't go up and get it. And then third down, we gave up a sack. We had Vernon running down the seam, and unfortunately, we got Spencer tripped in the pocket and gave up pressure. And the next drive, we had third down and one, and misblocked it. So. Unfortunately, it was six plays that weren't as productive as I would like. It's a good learning experience for our guys. I'm glad they got out there and got beat around a little bit, took a few hits, and played against a physical defense. And now they know what to expect next week. We just got to turn it up next week and play a little bit better and harder.
Coach, back here, you were very pleased with your depth at the beginning of camp. Now with the injuries to Murphy and also Cravens, who will take over those reps during the rest of the way as you get ready for Green Bay next week?
Yeah, we'll see how our depth is here soon, because we have a lot of guys that are banged up a little bit that won't be practicing. So the negative is they won't be practicing. The positive is we're going to get some guys some work and see how they do. For Cravens, you know, Deshaies Everett stepped in and did a nice job. You know, Will Blackman will get more reps, obviously, and we got Monte Nicholson coming back from his injury. He's going to be full strength today, so we got some guys to look at. It'll be good to see. McClure actually stepped up, had a good game. So I'm excited to see these safeties play. As far as outside backer, that's where we're really thin right now. You know, I think Ryan Anderson has a stinger. I don't know if he's going to do much today. Obviously, Trent's out. Preston Smith is out. Trail's a little bit banged up, so it'll be a challenge. Gallette's got the hamstring. He's about 6-7 days. That'll be a challenge at outside backer today.
Coach, you always hear about teams being real eager to hit somebody else after a couple weeks of camp. Does that kind of re-energize them as well as, you know, you kind of go into practice today and tomorrow?
A little bit. I think, especially when you don't play as well as you would like to, especially on offense. You know, defensively, we did some good things. They ran around to the football and did some nice things against their one offense. And so I was pleased to see them play, you know. But offensively, I think it was sort of a wake-up call for them, you know, as far as the communication process goes with the young centers that we had in the first and second, third, fourth quarter. We had some issues there. And you know, our offensive line coming off the football, we got to do a better job being a little bit more physical, and our backs got to hit the hole, and our receivers got to do a better job of getting open man, and quarterbacks got to let the ball fly from time to time. So a learning experience for everybody. That's why people who complain about preseason games really don't understand the importance of them. It's important for us to go out there and play, get this stuff on tape, get things corrected before we get out to Philly.
Jay, you have to walk a very fine line, I'm sure, each year between – you know, pushing your guys hard enough in camp to get them ready and taking care of them so they're ready when it actually matters. Are you feeling good about the line you've walked this camp?
Gets challenged, like especially like today. You know, we have so many guys that aren't practicing. That's the tough part. But we have to go out and practice. And the guys that are able to practice, we need work. And it showed Thursday night. We need work. We got to work on our pad level, our fundamentals, everything we need to work on in pro football can only be practice with pads on. And challenging them in that regard. So we got to do the best we can to push them, but also it's our job and the trainer's job to make sure that we keep them healthy somehow. But there is no substitute for practice.
Jay, along those lines, any update on Jordan Reed?
Jordan got some special orthotics in today. He's going to try these out for a couple days, and we'll take a look at them probably after Green Bay game, hopefully.
And then you said after the game the goal every week is improvement, and you and Kirk also said kind of a wake-up call. Coming out of the film Thursday night, will you change anything today and tomorrow here in Richmond?
No, not really. We're going to specialize certain categories as far as practice is concerned. We'll work on some third down periods and blitz pickups. Obviously, we have to press ourselves in that regard. We weren't very good in the blitz pickups. So that's one area. You know, that's a good thing about playing a game. You can really start to put a bullseye on certain areas, situations in football that you need work on. And third downs is one of them. Obviously, we can always work on red zone, but some special situational work will be good for us for the next week or two.